the Matzav today. When all the Yidden are living according to the Torah, the atmosphere in the world is one of harmony, peace, and tranquility. When they live their lives in Sheker, there is turmoil, distress, pain, conflict, and disunity among brothers. This is our choice. It's black and white, either or. We make the decision, yes or no. All Jews, no matter where they are, must return to their Father in heaven. They must show him who is their God, who is their Creator. Yes, must show him that they believe it deep in their hearts and nothing will shake it. No fears, no threats. It has to be a steadfast emun and betochen in Hashem that is immovable under any conditions. Jews, wake up. It's your last chance. Now or never. No time to waste. War or peace. Turmoil or tranquility. Upheaval or harmony. It's your choice. Do something together. Make a demonstration of devotion, and maybe Hashem will change the gezeira. No time to waste. Now. In history, there were many tekufas of persecution and tzoras for Yidden. There were many times of uneasiness and terror. There were times when Hashem concealed his attention to us. There were times when Yidden felt that Hashem had deserted them, but really he was with them all the time. His presence couldn't be felt because no one was attuned to it. They were far removed from him. Now in our times, in this tekufa, he is hidden from us. That is because we are in need of true tshuva. Not the kind people are doing today. It is the tshuva that we today have not yet accomplished. Teshuva Amitat is number one, accomplished when one is totally immersed in his avoda, in Hashem's derech. It is total devotion to Hashem in Shemayim, and complete emunah betochen in that whatever he does for us is for our good. Teshuva accomplished with these things in mind has to be teshuva amitit. The problem today is that the preconceived ideas that people use as a prerequisite to their tshuva destroys that tshuva. Then it is no longer tshuva amitit, and therefore doesn't bring the geula that we wait for with such longing. When one is about to begin his journey to true tshuva, one has to rid himself of all old baggage, all the old ideas that one has carried with him through one's lifetime, and start accumulating new, valuable acquisitions that one can get from our former Talmidei Chachomim in their holy writings. There are all kinds of very important works written by Tzaddikim that help us realize who really is running this world. One does not have to be a Talmud Chachom to read these works. There is much written today in English that translates to us laymen, the Sadat HaOlam. Number two is to learn halacha. We must know the correct way to do the mitzvahs that we do anyway, but don't do right. All of us do averas b'shogeg because we don't know the halacha. We must learn all the fundamental basics of our Torah. One cannot be a good Jew without this. It doesn't come naturally to us like it did to Avraham Avinu. We must learn halachas in order to do the mitzvahs. Number three. All good Yidden must get rid of all the negative feelings against his fellow Jew. One cannot do true tshuva with negative feelings in one's heart against another yid. Yidden must love one another. No choice. It is a commandment in the Holy Torah. Just like eating kosher or putting on tefillin. No difference. If one has difficulty with this, our Chachamim have set down guidelines of how to accomplish this. One must work on this with the same diligence one works on his concentration in davening or any other mitzvah that comes with difficulty. The feeling of accomplishment when one has conquered this is enormous. Number four is chesed. That is the yesod in our behavior with our fellow Jew. The way we behave with our friend is the way Hashem will behave with us. Mida keneged mida. We set the tone. Practice the love of your fellow Jew when doing chesed. It is easier to do chesed with one you love than one that disgusts you. When one has acquired love for all Jews, then chesed becomes easier. Number 5. Teshuva amitit needs tefillah. Tefillah with a broken heart for Hashem to accept our sincere supplications. Hashem waits for his children to daven. He wants to hear our cries of anguish so that he can answer them with his kindness. Even Moshe Rabbeinu had to ask Hashem to forgive his children in the Midbar after the sin of the golden calf. It wasn't enough to just think those things. He had to plead with a broken heart for 40 days before Hashem forgave his children. Number 6 is emunah in Hashem, that all comes from him. This comes as a result of true Torah observance. It comes as a result of true mitzvah doing. It is the vehicle to bring us to true emunah in Hashem. When one is on a path of tshuva, emunah is a must. If not, then there will be many setbacks to trip one up. But with emunah, one will push forward no matter what the obstacles come in the way. Number 7. Yidden must be aware of the surroundings at all times. No treifus in the air. No devorim asurim influencing their delicate makeup. Outside influences have a definite negative effect on a holy Jew. We must always protect our surroundings and guard that no tumor seeps in. Now for number 8. No Jew can accomplish true tshuva without learning Hilchos Tshuva. Again, there are many sforim written on this subject. It is very important to know the halachas of tshuva. Whole sforim were written for this purpose. Use the direction of our holy tzaddikim to guide us through the steps of tshuva. Now number 9 is love of Hashem. Love of Hashem comes through his mitzvahs as well. But the difference here between this and acquiring emunah is that in loving Hashem, one must acknowledge that he is our Father and he loves us as a father loves a son. No hesitation, no questions, no interference, only true love of a parent to a child. Then we can return his love in the same way we get it, without it being attached to the things we get. One can love Hashem out of poverty. One can love Hashem out of sickness. One can love Hashem even when one doesn't see the end of his tzoras. One must love Hashem no matter what one gets from him. It is not tolly on anything. Only his own conviction to be devoted to the one who has created us and given us life. Number 10 is simcha. Without simcha, there's no life worth living. It is void of all things that Hashem has created for us. Simcha in one's heart comes from the awareness that Hashem is our creator, our lover, our benefactor, and he is devoted to no one else but his children here. The whole world was created for us. The Torah was created for us. This awareness should bring us to such joy that we should be able to dance from morning till night. With simcha, one can conquer anything, even one's own heart. With simcha, we can accomplish true tshuva and bring Mashiach in the fastest time possible.